We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. This segment, we are going to look at Dustin's top 20 recruits of the James Franklin era. But first, an announcement from DraftKings. They are now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. That's DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, which offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You have your options of slots and blackjack and roulette, table games with live dealers, and more. Anything you could want. You don't have to leave home. You just need to download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dustin, here we go. You have your top 20 list of recruits, most important during the James Franklin era. And I'm going to be nice, glass half full. Your list is absolutely perfect, Dustin. There's nothing I could do that would add to it. Is that better?
All right, take a back seat then, son.
All right.
School's in session.
All right. School me here, Dustin. Go ahead and do it. Start at the top. I mean, it's your list.
From the explanation point of view, like this is I would say probably highly subjective and probably arbitrary, but important isn't best. You know, like it's not like, you know, listing out the top 20 best players that Penn State has recruited. I think just it's looking at their recruiting battles, the timing of their commitments, the significance of their commitments, whether that's position scarcity or what have you. There's a lot of different factors in my head that roll into this. And that's where the ranking comes from, is just what did their commitments mean? And then what did that do for Penn State in a bigger sense than just getting the player, right? Like that's kind of the objective in my eyes. And starting, you know, we'll go 1 through 20, however many weeks it takes to do this, we'll do it. At number 20 for me, I've got Robert Windsor, in the 2015 class. I feel like his recruitment and going into Wisconsin, getting a player that the Badgers didn't want, and having him play so many meaningful snaps, having him develop the way that they did, having them evaluate a player who didn't play a very high level of competition, seeing through that and making the right evaluation, and then getting him in the room and having him make such an impact on Penn State's program. That's something that now James Franklin and his staff can go into living rooms and say, you know what, we're coming to Michigan. Michigan hasn't recruited you. They haven't offered you. This is what we've done in the past. You know, this is what we've done with Robert Windsor. He was, you know, player number 800 in the 2015 class. Wisconsin didn't even offer him until the end of the cycle, until after he had committed to us. This is what we're seeing and doing with players just like you. I just feel like there's something bigger than the player. It's player himself with Robert Windsor's his recruitment, the evaluation, and his development too.
I think that's a good point, Dusty. At the time, I don't think any of us looked at it that way. He was the lowest rated of the recruits coming into that class, and now he has an opportunity in the NFL. That's a good sales pitch that you could make to recruits going forward. So I'm going to give you that pick.
I think we're gonna get to this place with everybody. You're gonna be like, okay, you know what? Never mind. I don't have a problem with that. At 19, and so this one, I really wanted to get Theo Johnson on this list because the 2020 class, and you know, I think 2021 is starting to show some signs of it too. It's almost like there's been a change in how they're evaluating what they're offering. They're going for a lot of physical tools and believing in themselves. And when I say they, I'm talking about Penn State's coaching staff, to turn physical tools into production on the field. I don't know how that's going to play out, but there were in the 2020 class, there were a lot of guys who are far from their ceiling. Theo Johnson was not one of those guys. He came around late. I feel like as a, you know, a real centerpiece of this 2020 class at a time where Penn State fans were kind of trying to make sense of what they were seeing in that class. A lot of three stars, a lot of players who weren't really regarded as nationally elite. Your Fatomer Mallbugs, for example, who are really, really intriguing prospects, but that you didn't really know much about them when Penn State offers the JUCO guys. Theo Johnson was the known commodity that a lot of Penn State fans, I felt like, were dying to get in this class. Never mind the fact that he's going to be a really good player. I think he's the tight end of the future for Penn State, and I think tight end of the future begins in 2021. You know, really wide open recruitment that Penn State had kind of made their last stand and got him. I think there's a number of reasons that Theo Johnson was important to me in 2020, not the least of which was instilling more confidence in this class. Whether that's right or wrong, Penn State fans had questions about this class. I felt like Theo Johnson helped to answer those questions.
What? And to your credit, you've been high on him all along, and he also continues that tight end legacy, that tight end story. And we talked about in quarter number one prospects for the next class and this legacy of Gesicki to Freiermuth, you know, to Theo Johnson, and I don't want to forget Zach Coons, Brenton Strange in between there also. It's turning into a tight end machine here at Penn State. I'm letting you go. I'm going to let you go one more guy before I start putting a hammer down on you, Dustin. So
all right.
You did 20, number 19, now at number 18. Go ahead.
Number 18, I've got Kevin Givens, also in the 2015 class. I think, again, the broader statement that you make with Kevin Givens is that, I mean, number one, you flipped him from Pitt. He was part of the group of guys. Nick Bowers was in the same exact position. Penn State got additional scholarships freed up as sanctions were lightened, and they were able to get aggressive late in that cycle. Kevin Givens was one of the products of that. And I think the statement that's delivered there is that you're telling kids, look, we see you as a football player. There is going to be a time and a place to pigeonhole you for a certain position or a certain role. We like you as a football player. I think Daquan Hardy is another good example of that, as saying, we love what you do on the field. We'll get you in here. We'll get you stronger or faster, or see where your body takes you. We'll see where development takes you, where we can use you. But the bottom line is, we like you as a football player. And oh, by the way, we have a history now of turning football players into talented role players. And so Kevin Givens, we weren't sure whether he was a linebacker or a defensive end. You know, he was whatever, 6'1", 275 pounds or something like that. And you're wondering, okay, is he going to grow into being a defensive end? He doesn't have the length that you want a defensive end, but at the same time, he's a little heavy. He's going to move well enough to be a linebacker. You know, a couple of years later, he's the strongest guy on your team. He's a defensive tackle. He's playing in the NFL now. It's a really similar story, I think, with Robert Windsor, except there are a lot more variables in Kevin Givens' recruitment that Penn State really sifted through and found where he was supposed to go, got him there, and now he's a pro. So I think, again, that's a living room story that you can go in and you can tell future recruits who maybe there are some concerns about him. Maybe there are three stars because there's some murkiness about where his future lies. Penn State now has, I think, some history going in and saying, you know what? We don't care about that. This is what we can do for you.
Okay. Now, you have Robert Windsor and Kevin Givens, both from that 2015 class. I'm going to give you a couple names from the 2014 and 15 class that you don't even have on your list. Marcus Allen, Jason Kabinda and John Reed.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a little bit of a spoiler here. Your next choice, and he's out of 2017, is Fred Hansert, who you had in there, but not Eter Gross Matos.
So, I mean, with all those guys, was there really ever a doubt that Penn State was the pick?
Well, I think
how hard did they have to work, and how non-obvious were they as recruits? Like Kabinda, I get it, middle linebacker, not a lot of love on the recruiting trail. I think there's several other examples, played a key role. Marcus Allen, better than what he was recruited as being. But Penn State, there wasn't a lot of drama in those recruitments in my eyes. And same with Eter Gross Matos. He was a really good player coming out of high school. He was a really good player in college. There weren't the dramatics, and I don't think there was anything in my eyes that was like fundamental about what the meaning of landing them was, because Penn State looked to be the pick in all those cases all along.
So if a player was a Penn State lean the whole way, he won't belong on this list no matter how talented they are.
I mean, you have to draw, you have to have a philosophy in how you're putting this list together somehow. And if Penn State was the pick and they more or less fulfilled what you expected them to be, you know, like otherwise you could just say, okay, all the 20 best players to come from the James Franklin era.
No, it's more than that, but I think, you know, to leave Eter Gross Matos off, I think is a player that should be somewhere in that top 20.
What message was sent when you land Eter Gross Matos? Penn State was in the driver's seat. They stayed in the driver's seat. They got a guy who was exactly what they thought he was going to be, and he fulfilled that on the field. I understand he is an outstanding player, and he was better than his star rating. He was better than his national ranking. But to me, like it didn't sort of redefine anything in my eyes for Penn State. They did a good job with him, and he developed into a great player. But there's a lot of similar success stories.
I think he's now established the defensive end position for Penn State and what they're going to look for in the future and help them get the next recruit. While we have, do you want to sneak in your number 17, which was Fred Hansert, who I spoiled it and put his name out there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So again, I mean, these are bigger picture things than he developed into a good player. That's my point with your points there. So Fred Hansert ended the dry spell at defensive tackle. I don't think you credit him with what happened in 2018, 19, and 20, but a corner was turned, not to mention you flipped him from Florida. Corner was turned in Penn State's defensive tackle recruiting, and I felt like it started with Fred Hansert in 2017. Big picture, you know, got them going down the right path. We got more of this list coming in the coming weeks. Penn State's most important recruits of the James Franklin era. For now, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Check us out on the Keystone Sports app.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.